Good morning. Looks like a beautiful day for yoga. So let's take a seat. Let's start our practice by closing our eyes, being still for a moment so that we can focus on our breath. Let your breath be the focus of your practice, a way to quiet your mind and stay present. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Back to center, bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. With an inhale, lift your prayer up into the sky. Exhale, part your hands and twist to one side. And then inhale, bring your hands together overhead and twist to the other way with your exhale. And just let that flow, using your own breath to guide you. The next time you reach to the sky, use your exhale to fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat. Step your feet back and make your way to downward facing dog. Hands planted in the mat, hips lifted to the sky. Step your feet up and down like they were walking. Enjoy a morning stretch into your body. And then walk your hands back to your feet. Take a little taste of a forward bend. As we flow through our poses today, remember that you can adjust every single one so that it meets the needs of your own body. Walk your hands forward again. Come back to downward facing dog. And then lay your knees to the mat. Take your hands right under your shoulders. With an inhale, lift your head and your tail, cow pose. With your exhale, arch your back to the sky, cat pose. And then flow through your cat pose down into your heels. And then glide up into cow pose again with your inhale. And keep flowing like that. Taking your cat pose down into your heels, stretching a little into your low back. And then with your next exhale, right through cat pose, down into your heels, and settle in a moment. Find a nice, comfortable child's pose. You can open your knees wider if you like. This is a place you can rest anytime. So anytime you'd like, come back to child's pose and just take a moment to rest and breathe. Now toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Lay your left knee down to the mat. With an inhale, spread your fingers wide, or your arms wide open. And then exhale, bow forward. As we flow through this practice today, let it be like an offering. One more inhale reaches wide open. And with the exhale, we bow forward as an offering. Hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Inhale, shoulders up and over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we'll roll the shoulders back as we reach the heart forward, cobra. Turn and look to your right, and then to the center, and then to the left. And back again to the center, where we'll push back again into child's pose. Toes curl into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reach wide open. And exhale, like an offering, bow. Flow with your breath. One more inhale, wide open. One more exhale, bowing down. Hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Inhale, forward kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra, turn and look to the right, to the center, and to the left. And back again to the center, we push back into child's pose. And toes curl under the feet, we lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhale, flow all the way down. Using your breath to guide you. One more inhale, rise all the way up. Bring hands into your heart. Step to the very, very front of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms circle into the sky. We'll exhale, sinking the hips down, chair pose. And then inhale, reach up again. You're also welcome to add a little bit of a back bend here if you want to. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, set your hands on the mat, step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling down, or kneeling lunge. So knee can be down or up. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, coming down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog and let's reach our right leg up and into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, circling arms up. Exhale, hands touch down. Step the right, left foot up to join the right. Inhale, up to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up. Here's that place you can insert a little bend back if you want to. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands touch the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reaching up and exhale, flowing down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. And now the left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands touch down, the right foot reaches up to the front. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, up to the sky. Once again, a little bitty back bend if you like it. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, take your hands to the mat. Now walk your feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to breathe. And let your practice today flow and become an offering. So now that we've warmed our muscles, loosened our joints a little, let's begin our standing flows. Take your right leg into the sky. Step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. Warrior one. So we start with a firm base through our feet, a strong scaffolding through our legs. The spine reaches up tall. Fingers extend up to the sky. Focusing on the breath, the mind quiets, and we become so present. What will you offer today? Now bend your elbows, link your index fingers and thumbs into circles, and we'll step into dancing Shiva pose. Step onto your right foot, angle your left leg out in front. And then step down, reach up. Let your hands drift behind your back now, linking the fingers together. Roll your shoulders back and create a nice, big, spacious, open heart. Let that heart reach toward the sky, the bright sun that's beginning to shine. And then tip forward. Fold this into a forward bend. Drop hands to the ground. Inhale, come all the way up. Reach to the sky. Tiptoe your right foot back and step into warrior three. Arms in any direction that helps you feel steady. And And then hands to the mat, standing splits. Let your head drop down as you reach your foot up to whatever degree you can. And then extend the right foot back, and let's find lunge or kneeling lunge. So start with the foundation. Remember, you can lay your knee down for added support. Find where it works for you. As we allow this practice to be an offering, let's add some mudras, some hand gestures. First, bring hands to your heart. Take time to connect to whatever is in your heart, perhaps as a seed ready to grow. And then we move into the lotus mudra. Let your index fingers and thumbs stay together, and as you reach your hands up, the inner fingers open like the lotus flower opening. That seed in your heart now coming into full bloom. Now keep the flower open as you bring hands back into your heart. And then open your hands like a book, imagining that flower in your hands. And this gesture, we reach the hands forward as if we were laying that flower gently into a stream. It's an offering. And then come back, cup one hand into the other like an open bowl. Because when we give, we receive. And then inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, hands down to the mat. Step the left foot back, lay the knees down, sit down into your heels. As you inhale, drag your hands in towards your knees and then rise all the way under your knees, reaching to the sky. Exhale, fold forward. Curl your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And step your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come into the heart and onto the right thigh. Pick your left foot up, stand tall. Let's find pyramid pose. Again, starting with the foundation through the feet, straight legs this time. Tip your hips forward and explore this opening for the back body. Gently exploring your body, finding little ways to loosen, little ways to let go. Making it work for you. Take hands to the mat, walk your feet back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And now take your left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward, lay the back foot flat down, return to warrior one. First the foundation. And let your practice flow like an offering. Bend the elbows, index fingers and thumbs circle together for dancing Shiva pose. Step onto your left foot, angle your right leg out in front. And then step down, reach up. Hands come around behind your back, link the fingers together, roll the shoulders back. Create space across your heart center and let it reach toward the sky. Tip the hips, fold forward. And hands drop down to the ground with an inhale. Come all the way up. And then tiptoe your left foot back. Warrior three. From warrior three, hands come to the ground, standing splits. Extend the left foot back. Find your way to lunge or kneeling lunge. Create the foundation first, always the steadiness. And find a little ease in the pose. And hands to the heart. Find a seed in your heart that's ready to bloom. And then reach up and let the lotus mudra represent that seed coming into its full bloom as you reach arms straight into the sky with that open flower. And then bring the flower back down. Lay it in your hands and offer it into the stream. And then come back, cupping one hand over the other in an open bowl. We offer and we receive. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Knees come down, hips into heels. Drag your hands towards your knees. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, bow forward in an offering. Toes into the floor, hips to the sky. Downward facing dog, step your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come into the heart and onto the left thigh. Pick the right foot up, set it flat down. Find the foundation for pyramid pose. Hands come to the hips as we tip the entire pelvis forward and slowly find our way into pyramid pose. Gentle letting go. Focusing on your breath. Take hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhale, go back to downward facing dog. And take your right leg up into the sky. And take an extra wide step forward. Back foot lays flat down. Let's find our way to warrior two. So body facing sideways now. Arms extending parallel to the floor. As you inhale, spread your arms and heart a little wider. As you exhale, sink down a little deeper. Now keep the legs exactly as they are. Take your hands behind your head, linking the fingers together, kind of the way you might if you were doing a sit-up. And then curve backwards into a side bend, reaching your right elbow toward the sky, your left elbow toward the floor. So it's a variation of reverse warrior. And then spin your hands around to your right foot and hop the left foot up to join the right. And take your right hand around your left ankle. Spin your left arm to the sky. Let's take a nice twist. Turning your chin toward the left shoulder, bringing the twist into the low back, the middle back, the upper back, the neck. And then we'll unwind the twist. Take an inhale halfway up to lengthen. And then exhale, fold forward again. Wrap your left hand around your right ankle. Turn your twist to the right. And unwind the twist. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold forward. With your inhale, come all the way up. Reach arms to the sky. Step your left foot back. No, sorry, step your right foot back. Warrior three. And hands reach for the mat. Standing splits. And then extend your right leg back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Take your time creating the foundation. And then hands to the heart. Find a seed there that you're ready to offer. Let it rise up into the lotus flower, coming into its full bloom. And then bring that open flower back to your heart. Lay it in your hands and offer it. And bring the hands back in as you cup them. Take a moment to receive. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Knees come down, hips into heels. Drag hands in towards your knees. Inhale, all the way up. And exhale as an offering. Bow down. Toes into the floor, hips to the sky. And step the right foot forward. Lower and lift your left knee. If this feels okay and your breath is really easy, you can shift your hands to your knee or to the heart or to the sky. But stay in the place where your breath is nice and easy. And then hands back down to the mat where we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And this time, left leg up and into the sky. Step the left foot forward with a great big step so your legs are wide open, warrior two. Inhale, expanding out. Exhale, sinking down. Stay with your breath. And bend the elbows, bring hands behind your head, link your fingers together, kind of like you were doing a sit-up, and then curve back into reverse warrior, taking your left elbow toward the sky, right elbow toward the floor. Nice side bend, opening up the left side of your body. And spin hands around to your left foot and step the right foot up to join the left. Right hand grabs the left ankle, left arm to the sky, we twist to the left. Unwind the twist, inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, fold forward. Now the left hand around the right ankle, turn your twist to the right. And unwinding, inhale, halfway up. Exhale, fold forward, inhale, reach to the sky. Hands reaching up, step the left foot back. And find warrior three. Hands to the mat, standing splits. And then extend the left foot back. Lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands come to the heart. Imagine a seed that's ready to bloom. The lotus mudra reaches to the skies. It comes into full bloom. Bring the flower in, lay it in your hands, offer it. And then come back to an open vessel. Receive. Inhale to the sky. Exhale down to the earth. Step the right foot back. Knees come down, hips into heels. Drag your hands towards your knees. Inhale all the way up. And exhale. Bow in an offering. Curl toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward. Lower and lift your right knee. And again, you can keep hands on the floor or adjust them. Just make sure you're still within your very steady, smooth breath. More is not better. Staying within your breath is the best. And then take hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. And right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. And then take hands to your thighs. Lift up to stand. Inhale, reach to the sky and point your toes to the corners of your mat. And then hands to the heart. Bend the knees. Sink down right here in the center. Feel your breath. Taste the texture of it. And then straighten the legs. Reach your prayer to the sky. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat again. Hands to the heart and then hands to the hips. Pour yourself down and let your hands drop down to the floor. And then walk your hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet to face forward. The back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands to the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart and we'll take a nice little back bend. Make fists at your low back. Push down through the ground as you rise up and open through the heart. Keep lifting up and away from your low back so it's all expansion and opening. And just go to where it feels good for you. And then bring the back bend up, hands to the hips. Pour your back bend into a forward bend. Inhale, come all the way up. Reaching to the sky, tiptoe your right foot back just a little bit. Find your way into warrior three. And then diving down, standing splits. And then reach the right foot back, lay the foundation, lunge or kneeling lunge. And come to your heart. Find a seed that will be your offering. Reach it up and let it bloom. And then bring the flower open into your palms and offer it. And then come back with open hands to receive. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Knees come down, hips into heels. Drag hands to your knees. Take your inhale up to the sky. And bow forward in an offering. And curl toes into the floor, lift hips up into the air, step your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we'll take another twist, bring hands to your heart, and then hook your left elbow across your right thigh, and turn this twist around to the right. Remembering you can lay your back knee down, you can spread your arms open wide, any variation, whatever feels like the twist your body craves. The twist, bring hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And we'll take one more flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, walk your hands again around to the long side of the mat. Hands to the thighs, lifting to stand. Inhale, reach overhead, pointing toes to the corners of your mat. Exhale, hands to the heart, sink down right into your center. And just breathe. Straighten the legs, prayer to the sky. Turn your feet around to the long side of the mat again. Hands to the heart and then to the hips. Pour yourself down. Hands to the floor, walk your way around to the front. And step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, hip distance with the feet. Let's revisit the back bend. Making fists at the low back and pushing down as we reach up and open through the heart. Curving into the place where you feel safety, expansion, exhilaration. And slowly we come up, hands shift to the hips, and we pour that into a forward bend. And inhale all the way up. Arms to the sky. Step onto your right foot. Tiptoe your left foot back a little bit. Warrior three. And then hands reach for the ground. Standing splits. Extend the left foot back, lay the foundation, lunge or kneeling lunge. And one more time, hands to the heart. Find a seed ready to bloom. With the lotus mudra reaching to the sky, it comes into its full bloom. And then lay that lotus flower in your hands and make it an offering. And then cup the hands with a moment to receive. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat, step back. Lay knees down, hips to heels, glide your hands in towards your knees. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, an offering. Toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward. One last time, lunge or kneeling lunge. And the twist, hands to the heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh. Turn this twist to the left. And then we'll unwind the twist, take hands to the mat, step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat, slide your hips into your heels, and let's take a rest now in child's pose. Lay yourself down, close your eyes, and just breathe. Let every breath be an offering. Up to the front of your mat. Press your hands down, curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky. Return to downward facing dog and take a slow walk with your feet up to meet your hands. And a nice long inhale all the way up. And an exhale, hands come to the heart. So a little more balancing. Step onto your right foot and let's step into tree pose. So with your right foot rooted to the ground, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh. Careful not to press on your knee. Hands at the heart, or maybe they reach up like branches. Any variation, and as many times as you need to step down and start again, you can. Bring hands to the heart. Take your left knee straight ahead. Stand tall. You can also straighten the left leg if you like, or you can keep it bent. And if your leg's straight, go ahead and bend it. Take your left hand, push your left leg back. Reach from behind, catch your foot in your left hand. Dancer's pose. Right fingers to the sky. Push your left foot in your left hand and just see where it takes you. And then 2 feet onto the ground. Give yourself a moment to just move around a little bit. And step onto your left foot, plant roots for tree pose. Right foot, ankle or calf or thigh. Hands fold into the heart, the right knee comes straight ahead. Stand very tall. Again, you can bend the knee or straighten the leg, your choice. If your leg's straight, bend the knee and press it back with your right hand, then reach around and catch your right foot. Left hand to the sky for dancer's pose. Push foot into hand. And 2 feet again on the ground. Another moment to just move in whatever way your body craves. Big inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold forward. Hands lay down on the ground. We'll walk our feet back. Lay knees down as hips glide again into heels. Child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Push your left hip away. Back to center and way off to the left as the right hip pushes away. And hands come back to the center once again. And we'll curl our toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, find your way back to downward facing dog. So next we'll move into the hip opening of pigeon pose. So if the variation from downward facing dog isn't comfortable for you, you're also welcome to lay on your back. You'll cross your right ankle over your left thigh and bring the legs in toward you. Or if you're taking this variation, bring the right knee forward, bend the knee so the foot lands behind your left hand, the knee behind your right hand. And then slowly find your way into pigeon pose. And take your time establishing a place where you feel a nice opening in your right hip. And then close your eyes, relax, and breathe. It takes a little time, it takes a little breath, it takes a little letting go. slowly take hands onto the mat. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up. Send your right leg up into the sky behind you. And then roll the right hip open so your right knee points to the ceiling. Draw circles with your right knee so you can explore the range of motion of your right hip. And then we'll bring the right knee forward as if we're returning to pigeon pose. So drop the foot in behind your left hand, knee behind your right. But then hook your left knee inside of your right knee and sit back between your feet. We'll set the right hand behind the back. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Exhale, hook the left arm across the right thigh and let's spiral a twist around to the right. Keep lifting upward as this twist twists around to the right. Chin seeking out the right shoulder. From the earth to the sky, it lifts. And then it unwinds. It'll go a little way around to the other side. And then we'll swing the right foot back, lay hands on the mat, step the left foot back, and step your feet up and down a little bit. Let's take that pigeon pose to the other side. So again, you have the option of laying on your back for that variation, or stepping the left foot forward as you bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Take your time finding your way there. And then closing your eyes and giving it the time it needs. It's a long, slow, deep letting go. Just breathe and let your mind rest in the breath. It's so easy to be tempted into thinking in these quiet poses. Just breathe. Let your mind be quiet. Take hands onto the mat. Curl your right toes under. Pick your right knee up off the ground. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Roll the hip open so your knee points skyward. And then draw circles with your knee. Full range of motion of your left hip. And then step the left knee forward again. Drop the foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. The right knee hooks inside of the left knee. And then we sit down between the feet. Left hand comes behind the back. With an inhale, right arm to the sky. Exhale, hook the right arm across the left thigh. Spiral this twist around to the left. Lifting up and up. The twist a little way around to the other side. And then swing your left foot back as your hands come to the mat. Step your right foot back. Step the feet up and down. And then take knees to the mat. Crisscross your ankles. Come right over the tops of your feet. And stretch your legs out straight for a forward bend. Inhale, reaching to the sky and lifting up. And exhale, tip the hips forward, fold over your legs, just to where you're comfortable. Close your eyes, never force it, just come to where you're comfortable. And relax and release. hands up your legs now. Grab the backs of your legs and roll down onto the floor, laying on your back. Once you get down onto the floor, give your knees a little hug. Take a moment to get centered here on the ground, comfortable on your back. Take your legs straight up into the sky now, hands to a prayer at your heart. And then reach that prayer up and down as you lift your head and shoulders off the ground, finding your abdominal strength. Draw your belly in. Now reach your prayer over to the left side of your legs. Back to the center, up and down, still breathing. And now over to the right side of your legs, up and down. Back to the center again. Your knees, lay your head down, rock your head side to side several times. Your neck may have got a little tension in it from that, so just ease that tension out. And then step into your choice of inversion. If you're feeling like a shoulder stand, carefully lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders and support your body with your hands. If you're feeling like a bridge pose, press your feet into the floor, lifting your hips up off the ground. So go anywhere you're comfortable and just enjoy your breath. Take your time slowly laying yourself back onto the ground. And when you've come all the way down, give your knees a nice hug. Take a little rock from side to side. And then we'll step into fish pose. Feet push into the ground. We lift our hips off the floor and slide hands underneath you. And lay your hips right on top of your hands. Now straighten out your legs, sit up on your fingers, tuck elbows underneath your back. And when you're propped up on your forearms, lay your head back to open your neck. Roll your shoulders back and lift your heart to the sky as an offering. And then slowly let the head rise and lay that fish pose down onto the ground. Hands come out from underneath you now. Reach your arms to the floor behind your head. Stretch out nice and long on the ground. Lace your fingers together. Flip your hands around. Let's prepare to take one last twist. Reach down, catch your right leg. Hug it into your body and then guide it across you to the left while you turn your head to the right. Relax into this last twist. And then let your left hand fall away to the floor. Lay your twist onto your mat. You may need to straighten your body out a little after twisting. And let's take a big stretch again. Arms reach one way, legs the other. Lace the fingers, turn your hands round. And then reach down and catch your left leg. hug the knee into your body and then guide it across you to the right. Turn your head to the left. Right hand fall to the floor. Unroll your last twist. Lay yourself on the mat. Straighten yourself out again. And at this time, if you'd like to grab something to keep you warm, go ahead and do that. We're ready now to lay our bodies down onto the floor for this final relaxation. Surrender your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Open your palms in a gesture of receptivity. And just breathe. May all my memories, good and bad, be an offering. May all my feelings, pleasant and unpleasant, be an offering. May all my actions, conscious and unconscious, be an offering. May this very birth, this very life, be an offering. How quickly all is passing. How quickly it dissolves. How quickly all keeps moving. How quickly all is gone. Like a dewdrop that just exists to dissolve again in the bright warm light of the rising sun. Like a flower that keeps on growing to finally find its purpose in sharing its beauty and scent with the world. Let this momentary life, this fleeting existence, like the drop of water or the single flower, be an offering. Take a big breath in and a long, deep exhalation out. And take a moment to honor your practice today by creating your own meaningful closure for it. And then when you feel ready, roll gently onto your right side. Linger there a little in the afterglow of your practice. No hurry to move on. And And then finally, when you feel ready, join me once again sitting on the mat, coming back to where we began. As you sit again on your mat, offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, and for anything you might take off of your mat and into the rest of your life. And as we begin, let's drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. And then arriving back at center, with an inhale, arms reach to the sky. Hands join above us and come first to our forehead for an offering in our thoughts today. To our lips for an offering in our words. To our heart for an offering in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.